Eric, you are working on a documentary for Mooney Goes Wild and Nature on One, our series of programmes broadcast during the bank holiday Mondays right here on Radio One, about moths.
Yes.
M-O-T-H-S. Not moths.
Moths. Moths. It's like almost a confession. Like, I've got into moths, Derek. You know, it's something that I resisted for a long time. You know, I almost feel like I'm making a confession here on radio. I got very interested in moths a couple of years ago. I saw this beautiful moth on the wall of the house. It was a beautiful thing called a canary shouldered thorn. Beautiful yellow. And I said, moths aren't meant to be yellow. You know, moths are brown. You know, they're meant to be sort of just dull and brown. Mm-hmm. And like my earliest recollections of moths was like in the back garden of Finglas. There was like millions of moths outside the light, the outside light. Or my sister calling me, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning because a moth had come in the window and, oh, it's flopping around the place. And, you know, so I was fascinated by this particular moth. And then I was down on Mizzen Head in Cork and somebody was trapping moths. Now, trapping moths is you have a box, basically, with panels on it, and you have a bright light, and the moths come in, attracted to the light, and fall down into the box, into which egg cartons are placed, right? Sounds mad. Egg cartons. And all the moths sort of fall asleep in the egg cartons, and, you know, they tuck in there for the night. They're sheltered from predators, they're sheltered from the rain, and you extract the egg cartons and you document the different types of moths. And I was amazed, like, they were picking 10, 20 species of moths, some of them incredibly coloured. So I decided to venture down the dark side of Lepidoptera. And moths get a bad name, right? Moths get a bad name. We all love butterflies, you know, because they're nectar and they pollinate, whatever. You know, and there's maybe 35 butterflies that you get in a year, and that includes vagrants. But in Ireland, there's over 1,500 species of moths. Just about every single one of those are doing the exact same job that butterflies are doing. They're pollinators. There's only two species that eat your clothes, you know, before you say it. Because that's the first thing most people say.
Did you mention it, yeah?
Yeah, that's the first thing most people. But they eat your clothes. Now, only two little tiny species eat your clothes. And every other one is harmless.
Well, why are we terrified of them?
Well, it's because...
Because we are. Well, yeah, a lot of people
you
are.
You get these big ones and they flop around. And, like, you know, it's because they flap around the light. And that's... Yeah. And so
they couldn't do anything to you if they wanted to.
No, that's the point. Many of them don't even have mouthpieces. You know what I mean? They don't even eat you.
They could eat your socks. No, they could eat your socks.
No, they're the larvae, you see. They're the larvae. No, trust me, it's only two species, you know. And when I started reading about moths, there was my first book... And I came, you know, I was looking through all these amazing sort of colour, and they're fantastic names and beautiful colours. And I came across the white prominent. And I read, you know, I said, that's a beautiful looking thing. It's white with orange, whatever. And it said extinct in Ireland. And I said, wow, we had that. I wonder what happened to that. And the story of the white prominent. There was an article written called The Extraordinary Tale of the White Prominent because it was rediscovered in 2008, back in Ireland again. And it had been missing as a species for 70 years.
Who rediscovered it?
A team led by Dave Allen. Up in County Down.
Good night, and may your God go with
exactly,
you.
Yeah,
not that Dave
exactly.
Allen.
Not that Dave Allen.
The late Dave Allen.
Yeah, so... I have taken this story and I am following the whole history of the white prominent because it's
my goodness.
It's only found in one area in County Kerry. It's not found in Britain. There's only two or three records from the 1800s. And then it's only into Europe. So this little population is an isolated population of a species that somehow is still present in Ireland, even though its nearest population is in Europe. It was found in the 1850s, a handful. The guy who found it was a guy called John Bouchard, and he was a famous entomologist. But because they were so rare, they had value, monetary value. For example, one sold for 21 guineas back in 1856. Imagine that money. That's like something else back then. And people started accusing him of taking specimens from Europe and pretending that he'd caught them in Ireland.
Oh, no.
Yes. So it was all this sort of back and forward. until several more were found. But they usually had about a 15-year gap.
Wow.
And then the last ones were around the mid-1930s.
Well, just before we move on, Eric, I've got up the currency converter from 1270 to 2017. I've used this before. It's in their National Archives. Anyway, so we'll pick a year. So we'll go 1860. You said 1856, didn't you? And then shillings and pounds and guineas. So if I've got this correct, so 81 guineas is about 81 pounds. I hope I've got that correct. So I'm going to now press the button which says purchasing power in 1860. So for that 81 guineas, you could have bought 5 horses, 15 cows, 122 stone of wool, 40 quarters of wheat, and it would have paid a skilled tradesman for 405 days of work. Anyway, continue.
Do you know what? It's like tales of the unexpected.
Do you know, it sounds like it's going to be fascinating. And I know you like moths as well, don't you?
Oh, I do. Absolutely. Moths are really, as you said, Eric, underrated. People don't realise just how special they are. And whenever I'm talking to groups of kids, I always, in a school or setting like that, I always say, what do caterpillars turn into? And they always say, butterflies. And the vast majority of caterpillars you encounter are going to turn into moths.
Moths. Yeah, absolutely. And like, what amazed me is I started putting out the moth trap in the back garden, and in 3 years, I've recorded over 400 species of moth in the back garden.
Just in your garden alone?
Just in my garden alone.
Wow.
So it just shows you, you know, they're out there. But again, like everything else, they're under pressure from habitat loss and absolutely everything. But the white prominent, it's a fantastic tale.
It's a great story, great mystery. We look forward